It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? How's my television neighbor today? I'm glad we're together. In this bag are two things. The first one I want to show you is a painting of a tree. Do you know what color it might be? It's a blue tree. And it was painted by a friend of mine. And I really like it. I especially like the story that goes with it. When my friend was a little boy, he liked to draw and paint a lot. And one time he drew a tree and colored it blue. But some big person said to him, "Why did you color a tree blue?" My friend didn't draw a tree again for years. Not until one of his very special teachers told him that in art, the artist can make things any shape and any color they want. Well, then he started drawing and painting again, and now he makes trees of all colors. But this blue tree of his is my favorite. What color trees do you like to draw? Do you like to look at pictures that other people have painted? Well, I keep lots of slides of paintings that I like in picture. So I'd just like to show some of them to you right now. "Hello," says picture. Now, here's a painting that some people found right on the wall of a cave. It's very old, 20,000 years old. What kind of an animal do you suppose it is? I like to see that painting. Here's a painting called Mona Lisa. It's a portrait of a lady sitting there thinking about something. What do you suppose she might be thinking about? The man who painted it is called Leonardo. He lived in a town called Vinci, so many people call him Leonardo da Vinci. Can you see Mona Lisa's secret smile? Here's a painting I like with different animals and children and adults, but I like to see the faces on those peaceable creatures. Could look a long time at these. Here are some people on the beach in Tahiti. What do you suppose they might be talking about? There's a very big red flower, a red poppy. Georgie O'Keeffe said she wanted even busy people to see what she saw in flowers. Looks as if you could walk right into that big poppy. How do you like this painting? I like to imagine things when I see it. In fact, I wonder what Jackson Pollock was thinking when he made it. Careful looking. "Hello," says picture. With this picture, it's like having an art gallery in your own place. But I'd rather see the real paintings if I could. If you ever have a chance to go to a real art gallery, I hope you will, and see real paintings up close, and take plenty of time to look at them and think about them. I think we'd better have some make-believe now. Trolley. Last time, Lady Elaine messed up the castle garden where all of King Friday's portraits were being shown. She covered them all with play clay, magically with her boomerang, toomerang, sumerang. King Friday was naturally angry about the mess, and he told Lady Elaine to clean it up, but she didn't want to. Robert Troll was just about to do something that Queen Sarah thought might be helpful. Maybe Lady Aberlin could be helping, too. Let's think about those things as we watch the trolley go by the castle garden in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, yes, trolley, it really is hard.
Hey there, Toots. Up here.
Oh, Lady Elaine, you startled me.
I'm a startling person. How are you coming along?
Well, it would be easier if you were helping.
Why should I?
Because you made this mess, and Uncle Friday asked you to.
Oh,
wouldn't you know she'd disappear.
I'm tired of your Uncle Friday and his portraits. That's all you see anymore, pictures of him.
Well, I enjoyed making mine. But now it has your clay stuff all over it.
My play clay artistry?
It's not art if all you're doing is messing up someone else's.
Well, now look who's coming.
Oh, hi. Hello. Robert Troll, Mike, glad to see you.
Can't you listen? I'll be right back, okay?
You don't stay long, Toots.
Well, no, I guess I have this thing I have to do. I have to do it right away. They sent it out, I guess.
Yeah, another portrait of the king, I guess.
Before you do what you have to do, Robert Troll, could you do a short favor for me?
Oh, yeah, but consider it. How short?
Well, Daniel Tiger has a portrait he needs somebody to fetch.
Oh, I'll be glad to go see Daniel. We can send it out, but I'll come about that.
Oh, good. It's probably the only portrait that doesn't have clay all over it.
We'll see about that. Where's my boomerang, chimerang, shimerang?
Oh, no, Lady Lee, please, don't do any more. It's already hard enough to clean up what you've done already.
Spoil sport.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm going to see Daniel. I'll be back in a minute.
Take your time. There's plenty to do here for quite a while. Why, Robert Troll, what a pleasant surprise.
Hi, Daniel. It's always good to see you and visit you. We get started about it.
Did you come to play?
No, well, actually, I wanted to come and get your portrait of the king to take over the castle. We get started about it.
Oh, well, I'm not so sure I should give it now.
Oh, well, why do you say that?
Well, I have a nice frame for it, but it seems I made the portrait the wrong color.
What do you mean?
I'll show you.
Okay. Oh, shaddly dum de mooly, a moodly dum de shadzy. Oh, here, give me a hand, Daniel. There we go.
Thanks. Here it is.
I like that a lot. Boy, that's great, Daniel. What can you see about it?
I know, it's a nice frame, but it's the wrong color, King.
What? Wrong color? In art, there's no wrong color. If you can stand it, you can paint anything you want, anything, any color, because any ground upon it. Not if you can stand it.
But a blue king?
I think it's kind of nice to have a blue king for a change. You can stand it on, Daniel.
You sure know how to make a tiger feel good. I was afraid it was all wrong.
Oh, no, it's all right with this troll. Matter of fact, I'll take it over to the castle. I've got to get a frame for this anyhow. I think it's in my watch.
Oh, did you do another one of King Friday?
Oh, no. No, this is... I did something special for Queen Sarah. She had this idea that I did it for.
What is it?
Well, she wanted me to... Well, here. Let me put this down shirt to you. See? I did.
Oh!
Lady Elaine.
But Lady Elaine's the one who made the mess.
I know, but see, the queen thought they caught me in sand by the man. She was jealous, see? And I guess then if we did a portrait of her, then you'd see the man, she'd make her feel better.
And she might act better, too.
Oh, yeah, because, exactly, yeah, bring a Cenobite.
Well, I have a frame that would fit that one if you'd like to have it.
Oh, do you? Boy, because I was just going to go over and see if I could find one. That'd be great, right? Daniel, I mean, you are really a great help. You always are.
You're a mighty special help yourself, Robert Troll. Come on inside and we'll put on the frame.
Okay, let me take a look at this.
I want to see. Oh, thanks.
Boy, I like that.
Ladies, I presume?
Correct, as usual,
we say Friday.
I expected this mess to be cleaned up by now.
Oh, it's very difficult stuff to get off, Uncle Friday.
I expected another lady to be cleaning it, the one who made the mess.
You can expect all you want, Toots.
I expect respect, rhyming or not.
Oh, look, everybody, look who's coming. Robert Troll.
Hi, everybody.
Is anybody about? Robert Troll, I presume?
Oh, correct. As you get Bob, because you was usual, King Friday.
Yes. And what is it you have to present?
May I present a portrait of the king by Daniel.
I told him not to hand in that blue one. No one ever saw a blue king.
That's not true, Fairchild. You've been seeing a blue king for the past two times. Ever since you messed up all my other portraits, Daniel's blue king is fitting and proper.
Oh, honestly.
Please give Daniel my royal compliments, Robert Troll.
Oh, he'll appreciate that, Your Highness. Hey, man, thanks a lot. He gets that about.
And Robert Troll, is the other portrait another special one, the one under your arm?
Oh, you mean the one that you whispered to me about there last time? Mm. Yeah, because it's that about.
You may present it, Robert Troll.
Thank you, Your Highness. It gives that about, I guess.
It looks like me.
Well, you're glad there's a portrait of you, Lady Elaine.
But I didn't know anybody cared about me.
Oh, why, everybody cares about you, Lady Elaine. Look, here I am trying to help you clean up your mess.
Just because we don't like some of the things you do doesn't mean we don't care about you, Fairchild.
Oh, that's right. I had a good time painting a portrait of me by Bob Fazan, Lady Elaine.
It certainly is a beautiful likeness, don't you all think so?
Indeed, it is.
Yes, it is. It is.
I'm just kind of speechless myself. Well, as I said, I didn't know anybody cared about me.
If you were in any doubt of that, Lady Elaine, you might have asked. After all, you have words, and that's what words are for, aren't they, Robert Troll?
Yeah, absolutely. Because Santa Barbara and Bob could do anything about words.
Say, how would all of you like some real cleanup here? I mean, we should be able to see all the portraits in this garden.
Oh, I know I would.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I mean, I've done just about all I can trying to clean it up.
Well, it still looks pretty messy to me.
At last, she's coming to her senses.
We thought she might.
You're a wise woman, Sarah.
Okay, are you all ready for some magic cleanup?
Certainly are.
Wait, yeah, I would see that.
Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
No, you did it, Lady
Elaine. Like it, I should say.
Okay, settle down, you all. Settle down. Now, when you want, we can display all the portraits in the museum go-round.
We could request portraits of everyone in the neighborhood.
What a royal idea, Friday.
After all, I am a king, and kings do learn from experience.
That's a true art in itself.
Well, I'll say, learning from experience, you get that, isn't it?
Yes. Yes,
it does,
so
Charlie.
Sure. Charlie.
It looks a lot better now.
So, Lady Elaine learned that people really did care about her. And the king learned that if you don't have to have everything for yourself, you're a lot better off. As Lady Aberlin and Robert Troll said, learning from experience is an art in itself. That's really something to think about, isn't it? Learning from experience is an art in itself. Remember I told you there were two things in this bag? The blue tree and something else? Well, the other thing is a book. It's a book about some dogs, about Spot, who gets a baby sister. Here's Spot and his baby sister and a bone. Let me show you some of the pages here. It says, Spot, we have a surprise for you. That's what his daddy says to him. He says, what is it? It's your baby sister. And look behind the door. There's the mom and the baby sister. I like this kind of book. It has all kinds of things that you look for. See that? What's underneath there? A bone. That's a present for Spot. And here is one with a door. And there are some friends coming to visit, Helen and Tom. Well, I'd like you to meet the person who writes and draws the Spot books. His name is Eric Hill, and he told me I could bring you for a visit to his place today. So let's just go to Eric Hill's studio now. Come along. Meet Eric Hill.
Fred, nice to see you.
Glad to see you. Thank you. I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Mr. Eric Hill.
Hello.
I was showing my friend Spot's baby sister, and I just wonder if you could tell us how you go about making a book.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Of course, Fred, the important thing is, with starting a book, is the story. You've got to start off with some kind of a story that gives you a plot, and of course, we all know Spot the character, at least I do, I've been drawing it long enough. In fact, what happens with Spot now, as I say, is a load of curves. There are no other sharp angles or whatever in there.
It makes it so soft. Did you like to draw even as a little child?
Yeah, I did. In fact, I was drawing practically everything. I thought it would be very nice for Spot to have a baby sister, but what does she look like? So I have to make some scribbles. In fact, I got some scribbles from the original book. Would you like to see those?
I would.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is quite interesting because you'll notice here that already she is looking a little bit like Spot. And Spot, of course, has one spot on his body. Sally, the mummy, has three spots, one on her back and two on the side. And Sam, the dad, has no spots. So I had to choose. And I gave Susie a little spot right on the middle of her back, just like Mum. Then following that, I thought, well, young puppies, they spend an awful lot of time sleeping. You know, they dash around the house, all of a sudden they go... And that is so nice to draw, you know, to depict. So I thought I'd do some drawings of the little puppy asleep and then build the story out from there.
Now, Susie, you have drawn in pencil and Spot in pen and ink, but your books are so colorful.
This, of course, is the next thing I do. I do a black line drawing and then I color in. Would you like to see it?
I would. Thank you. Oh, that's very much like this this page in the book. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I haven't filled in all this color here. In fact, would you like me to color in Susie?
Would you?
Yeah, I'd do that happily.
And you do that with a brush?
With a brush. Just draw a little water, and then I'll put some of Susie's color, which is the same color as Spot, and then I put my glasses on, and there we go.
Now we have Susie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want me to put the brown on her body, huh? Let me do this.
Well, her spot's on the back,
yeah,
as you said.
Yeah, I'm putting on the back there.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah. There you go. Now, the other thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to fill in the black nose of Sam, father. And just make the eye a little stronger, a little bigger.
What about the whiskers?
Oh, you're right. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's it.
Well, that's almost finished, but in the book, you have this door
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
on this page. How do you put on the door?
Well, of course, when I finish this, this actual drawing, I fill in all the color behind it, because it's very important that you actually do the picture that's underneath the flap, first of all, because the flap is going to cover up that. But first of all, you do all the coloring, and then I do the flap on a separate piece of paper. Do you want to see that?
Sure. I like to see everything. This must be called a flap. Mm. The doors and all the things are called flaps. Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go. You see?
Now that's all different. Uh-huh. Filled in there.
Uh-huh. That's all the color that's filled in.
And it's got the words.
Mm-hmm.
It says, it's your baby sister. Did you have a baby sister?
I did, but she wasn't a baby sister. She was an older sister.
Older sister.
She came before I was born. Uh-huh. I was the baby boy of the family.
But you did have a sister.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so you thought of Spot having a sister.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was nice. It was a nice feeling for Spot. You know, he's been on a few books without his sister, and I think it would be nice.
And now they're behind this door.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to cut out the flap of the door. And here I've got a copy of the actual flap. What I'm going to do is I'm going to cut it
and you're careful as you cut, aren't you?
Yes, you have to, otherwise you go over the line. Okay, now I'm going to put some glue on the edge of the flap that I want to stick to the paper. And I position that so that it covers the illustration underneath the drawing. Now you see how it's covered up a lot of the action there.
Oh, yeah.
And now, would you like to open the door, Fred?
I would. Thank you.
There she is.
There they are. The rest of the family.
Yep.
And that's the important thing, isn't it? I was just wondering, Eric, do you like dogs yourself?
Oh, yeah. Very much.
And do you have some?
Oh. Yep, I got three. Three lovely dogs.
What are their names?
Well, one is Tiger. He's the oldest. And then there's Bud.
Uh-huh.
And then the lady dog is Molly. And the nicest natures you couldn't wish ever to find. They're beautiful. Yeah.
I can see you love dogs.
I love dogs.
And
I love animals. I love animals.
Yeah. All of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And you give animals and dogs and those wonderful whimsical animals
mm-hmm,
in your books.
Mm-hmm. I believe in fun. I think the nice thing about my books, hopefully, is the fun part comes through.
Sure does. You've got fun inside of you and you're giving it to others.
Yeah, I'm a funny guy, I suppose.
You're a wonderful guy.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for showing this.
It's been a pleasure.
Well, to think that every page of mm-hmm. every book that you've ever done, you had to have the idea for it first.
Yep. The idea is the most important thing.
Sure is.
And to draw.
And you're an important person and a pleasure to know.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
It's been nice
Eric.
Having you around.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hill likes animals, so he draws animals. The most fun about art is doing the thing that interests you the most. I'm interested in fish, and I better give them some food. The fish are like a moving painting, aren't they? I love their colors and their movements. You know, there are all kinds of artists in the world. If you can combine the talent that you have inside of you with the hard work that it takes to develop it, you can become an artist of some kind. And when you see what you've been able to make, it can give you such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have things to talk about and think about, don't we? I like being able to be with you. It gives me a good feeling. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.